everyone, and welcome to Release Notes, your daily briefing on everything that's happening in the world of software. I'm your host, Robbie, and today we'll be diving into the key updates from the past 24 hours, January 9th, 2025, covering everything from web frameworks and backend tools to mobile apps and developer utilities. In particular, we'll be looking at the releases of Strapi, Astro, LoebChat, Fable, Semantic Kernel, SlideDev, Imic, TypeScript, Martin, RocketChat, Cal.com, Angular, Tabby, TanStack, Query, N8N, Prisma, and Magic Iron. Let's jump right into today's releases. We'll break this down into a few logical groups as usual, starting with content management and web development tools. Strapi, which is an open source, headless content management system that allows developers to create flexible APIs easily. It's designed to be customizable and developer friendly. Strapi is open source and licensed under the MIT license. So today we've seen two releases, a 4.25.19 and a 5.7.0. The 4.25.19 includes a fix for logging data transfers and adds some more verbose logging. And the 5.7.0 brings a number of bug fixes and features actually, including a removal of the future flag for the content preview feature, so which suggests that the feature is now considered stable. It also includes syntax highlighting and code blocks within code block fields. It also has multiple bug fixes, including some regarding locale, the back button behavior on the preview page, and removing a double conversion, which causes a date shift. The contributors for this one, the 4 release is Basel 17, and the 5.7.0 release is also Basel, but also Jean and Lucas Boyley, all contributors in the show notes below. Astro, which is a web framework for building fast, content-focused websites, is designed to be lightweight and provide devs with the tools that they need to build and deploy websites efficiently. Astro is open source under the MIT license, primarily maintained by the Astro Technology Company. So today we've seen a few releases from Astro. There's the astro.js/_redirects package, which is version 0.6.0. Astro itself has a new version, 5.1.4. And they have a patch for the astro/mdx version, 4.0.4. But let's start with the _redirects. So yeah, this is a 0.6.0 update, which adjusts how output is determined in the create redirects from astro routes function, no longer using a fallback to config.output. It also updates the input requirements of create redirects from astro routes, now using integration resolved route instead of integration route data for keys, and introduces an assets property obtained from the astro build done hook. The astro package is now 5.1.4, which fixes a bug where Astro attempted to decode a request URL multiple times, which would cause problems with the percent character. There are some other error message fixes, including better handling of invalid combination of context and access properties under the env.schema. There are a few other fixes, such as a fix for the astro.locals object not being available in a 404 page when using the astro dev command, an issue with image styling being imported, and improvements on the remote image cache efficiency by separating data and metadata into two files, processing markdown with an empty body, and fixing the output path when using the build.format preserve setting. It also adds configuration for Astro modules TypeScript compilation. And lastly, under Astro is the /mdx package, which is now at 4.0.4. This update fixes a bug where the image component was being imported on MDX pages without images, improving performance. It also makes the internal check function a no-op to improve component rendering and prevent React 19 warnings. their contributors for this, for the underscore RedRx 0.6.0 were Florian. The main Astro package were, again, Florian, Airborne 04, Scorbic, Bluey, all the regulars. And under the Astro MDX was also a Scorbic and Bluey. All contributors in the show notes below. Next up, let's take a look at some AI and chat-related tools. LobeChat is a conversational AI platform designed to facilitate seamless interactions. It provides tooling for building and deploying chatbots that are easy to use and highly functional. LobeChat is developed by LobeHub, and the license associated with LobeChat is the MIT license. Now, LobeChat has had a number of releases today, as they always do, but let's start from the first one, 1.45.0, which updates the Remark library. 1.45.1 fixes a regex breaking issue in Safari, versions less than 16.4. 1.45.2 includes updates to the Silicon Cloud model list. 1.45.3 focuses on fixing issues or known issues with some AI providers. 1.45.4 fixes an issue with GitHub and Hugging Face provider configurations. And 1.45.5 is a revert on an Office parser. And there are no explicitly mentioned contributors in the release notes. Semantic Kernel is an open source SDK that lets you combine large language models with conversational programming languages. It is designed to allow developers to easily integrate AI into their applications. Semantic Kernel is a Microsoft project, and it's licensed under the MIT license. This was a nightly release today for the .NET SDK 1.33.0 nightly release, which suggests minor improvements, bug fixes, or premature work for some future releases. But there was no specific changes mentioned. Now, let's shift our focus to some compiler, framework, and development tools. Fable is a compiler that translates F# code into JavaScript, TypeScript, and Python, allowing developers to use F# for front-end and cross-platform development. It's designed to bring functional programming into these environments. Fable is an open source project, not owned by anyone in particular, but it's associated with the Apache 2.0 license. Today's release is a 5.0.0 alpha.5, which adds a new time span overloads from the .NET 9 for JS, TypeScript, Python, and Rust. And it also fixes a datetime offset.toLocalTime issue for JavaScript and TypeScript, and ensures errors aren't silent when providing an unknown argument instead of just logging the error and printing the help message. Thank you to Mangle Maxine and Ncave as their contributors for that one. TypeScript, just in case you've been living under a rock, is a superset of JavaScript that adds static typing, improving code quality and scalability. It's designed for large apps and to make code more robust and easier to maintain. It's developed by Microsoft and is licensed under the Apache 2.0 license. Today, we see the release of version 5.7.3, which includes fixes from 5.7.0, .1, and .2 releases. It is the latest stable release, and as such, should have all of the latest bug fixes included in the codebase. Nothing particularly mentioned in the release notes, and no one was particularly mentioned either in the contributors. Angular, something else with just as much fame as TypeScript, is a popular framework for building web applications, especially single-page apps, or SPAs. It provides a comprehensive set of tools and features for building large, complex applications. Angular, originally developed by Microsoft, is licensed under the MIT license. We have two Angular releases today, 19.1.0 RCO and the 19.0.6 release. The RC.0 includes fixes for the compiler, compiler CLI, core, migrations, platform browser, and router packages. These include allowing $any in two-way bindings, accounting for more expression types when determining HMR dependencies, preserving defer block dependencies during HMR when class metadata is disabled, ensuring that a destroyed effect never runs, adding a semantic to clean up unused imports, and avoiding circular DI errors in the async renderer. 19.0.6 includes many of the same fixes found in the RCO, but on a stable release, and it focuses on fixes for the compiler CLI, core, platform browser, and router packages. No one is explicitly mentioned for the release notes, though the changes are usually provided by the Angular team, which is also included in the maintainers and contributors in the community. Magic Onion is a framework that implements gRPC for .NET applications, designed to simplify the development of real-time and high-performance services. It aims to provide a simple and efficient way to build microservices with C#. Magic Onion is a C# project and is licensed under the MIT license. Today there was a feature update where the package.json was updated to 7.0.0RC2, and there were no other releases about this code change, and no one was explicitly mentioned. Okay, moving on to presentation and UI related tools. SlideDev is a presentation framework for devs, allowing you to create slides using Markdown and component-based architecture. It's designed to be flexible and customizable. SlideDev is open source under the MIT license. The update for the 55.0.0 includes a major update in that the versioning system is now on Apache Semver, meaning that this versioning scheme is different to the traditional semantic versioning scheme. It also adds screen capture for slide snapshots, makes sync mode easier to configure, hides the idle cursor, introduces CSS filters for projector corrections, and adds focus indicators in the presenter mode. It also fixes some issues with the cursor conditions and click context sync with the mirror mode. Thank you to AntFu and KermanX as the contributors for that release. Tabby, formerly known as Terminus, is a highly customizable terminal emulator and SSH client. It's designed to be feature-rich and cross-platform. Tabby is open source, licensed under MIT. So there were two releases for Tabby today, including a 1.0.217 and a 1.0.218. The 1.0.217 includes an update to install deps MJS, and the 1.0.218 focuses on fixes for the new SSH backend, including issues with the jump host connections, DHJEX algorithm support, and a whole bunch of others with acronyms that, if you're really interested, you can go check out as well. It also bumps the Electron version to 32 and includes a security fix regarding the TCC permissions being abused by other applications. The SSH configuration now also parses the include directive. Contributors for that one is Geodic and Eugene. Now let's get into our database and service related tools. Okay, Martin is a .NET library for building event source systems on PostgreSQL. It focuses on efficient storage, querying, and handling of domain events. Martin is open source and is licensed under MIT. So this release is 7.35.2, which fixes a bug with the fetch for exclusive writing when the daemon is terminated. This is a particularly important fix as it ensures that data is consistent when there are write processes in play. And thank you to Jeremy D. Miller for that contribution. RocketChat, which is a open source team communication platform that offers features similar to Slack or MS Teams, is designed for real-time communication and includes features such as instant messaging, video conferencing, and file sharing. RocketChat is developed by Rocket.chat Technologies and is associated with the MIT license. This release, which is a 6.10.10, includes a bump in the @rocket.chat/media version and various fixes related to app subprocesses, including attempts to restart a subprocess if the spawn command fails, fixing an issue while collecting an error message from the restart attempt, preventing the app get status request from timing out, and some fixes related to error propagation and app status. It also includes multiple dependency updates, a whole bunch under the @rocket.chat/system. No one in particular was mentioned as contributors for this release. Prisma is an open source database toolkit that makes it easy to work with databases using type-safe APIs. It aims to improve database interactions and developer productivity. Prisma is developed by Prisma Data Incorporated and uses the Apache 2.0 license. The 6.2.1 release addressed an issue with the omit API preview feature check, making it fully functional without the preview flag. No one was mentioned in particular for this release. Finally, let's talk about some application and utility updates. Cal.com, which is an open source scheduling platform designed to help individuals and teams manage appointments and meetings. Cal.com isn't owned by anyone in particular and is licensed under the AGPL 3.0 license. They've had a new release today, a 4.8.15, which includes updates to translations, adds Salesforce tests to get contact methods, adds an app router for /event type pages, and improves React SVG caching. It also adds a data table wrapper, adds an index to assignment reasons, reverts a change to the app router, adds the Insights analytic app, adds auto payment methods for paid bookings on Stripe, fixes an issue where the description is not rendered correctly, supports phone-based booking APIs, and adds API v2 org 000 CRUD. Heaps of contributors for this one, including Replica, Eugene Lee, and Yudit Takar. Imic is an open source self-hosted photo and video backup solution. It's designed for individuals who want to host their own photo and video libraries on their own infrastructure. Imic is open source under the MIT license. There have been a few Imic releases today, version 1.124.2, .1, and .0. Working backwards, the 1.124.0 is a feature release, which includes the ability to create tags on the fly, add asset actions into the folder view, document updates, a fix in the loading of reverse geocoding data, and a fix to not try to delete offline assets when they expire from the trash. It also adds a set as featured option, adds the ability to force original video playback, adds a shortcut to add items to an album, enhances the details modal draggable area, modifies the way dates are determined, and improves the duplicate suggestions. There are also a few bug fixes, such as fixes for downloading partner assets, loading pictures, input autofocus, text search, saving colors when creating tags, reverse geocoding data imports, not deleting offline assets when they are emptied from the trash, and fixing issues with live photos. That was a lot. Good job, guys. Jumping forward one release into the .1 on the same day, fixes an email notification issue and the asset path being highlighted and copied. And then the last one for that day, which was the .2 release, fix an issue where the jobs don't run on new external library assets and a multi-selection issue when changing folders. The contributors for this, there are a ton, are Etony, Boots, JPadders, and many, many more. TanStack Query, also known as React Query, is a data fetching library for React applications. It helps manage asynchronous data operations, caching, and state management in React apps. TanStack is open source under the MIT license. This update is a 5.63.0 release, and it adds the ability to unsubscribe from the cache, from the query cache, sorry, using an option in Use Query and Use Queries. Thank you to Dominic for that contribution. N8N is an open source workflow automation tool that enables you to connect different applications and services. It's designed to make it easier to automate complex tasks across multiple platforms. N8N is an open source project and is licensed under the Apache 2.0 license. Today we saw a 1.74.0, which brings a number of bug fixes and releases. The bug fixes include aligning concurrency and timeout defaults between instances and runners, allowing index as a top-level item key for the code node, not failing task runner tasks if logging fails, and ensuring tasks timeout even if they don't receive settings. There are also some fixes for execution cancellation issues, manually running a pinned trigger with offloading enabled, task runner seeding too many offers, and increasing default concurrency in task runner. There are also fixes for preventing default jobs, registering workflows as active, returning unredundant credentials from get/credentials/id, using a rate limiter for task runner endpoints, and some bug fixes in the editor, including the zooming, styling, option parameters, configurable nodes, project settings, data callouts, and icon colors. The HTTP request node and OpenAI node, Postgres node, Superbase node, and Zip Vector Store node have also been fixed for this release. Massive, massive bug fixes, guys. Good job. The feature releases include inputs for sub workflows, load options for new tool models for vector stores, a migration to add a managed column to the credentials table, using vector stores directly as tools, an endpoint to create free AI credits, an include data parameter to get/credentials, compliance with no color in logs, and offloading manual executions to workers. There are also some features for the editor, including a free AI credits CTA, project icons, improvements to AI workflows, and support for mobile and touch devices, along with a new code editor and updates to sub-workflow debugging copy. The Google Vertex Chat Model node, higher level node, and Microsoft Entry node have also been updated with new features. No one has specifically been listed as a contributor for this release. And that's all for today's releases. Everybody, remember you can find a full list of details about each release and the amazing people who contribute towards them in the show notes. And finally, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you can keep up with all of the latest developments in the world of software and ensure that you can stay on the cutting edge of all of this fancy new tech that gets rolled out every single day. Thanks for tuning in. I'll catch you tomorrow.